It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Newspaper executives and media outlets around the country have been stymied by changing consumer tastes and shaky finances. It turns out many college newspapers are in similar trouble. From WBEZ in Chicago, Tony Arnold reports on one student-run paper that is struggling to stay alive.
The Daily Illini prides itself on its history of being a training ground for journalists for the past 140 years. It's the student-run newspaper in Urbana-Champaign, where the flagship campus of the University of Illinois is located. Ask about the financial plight of the Daily Illini, and you're likely to get some unenthusiastic responses.
Everyone should know the news. It's just my choice to not know the news.
It doesn't concern me too much because I never read it.
Read newspapers. It's more like it. Old people do. Yeah.
Those were Don Albertson, Tony Spina, and Mingming Li. And then there's Joe Sirio. He majors in nuclear engineering.
I guess the only time I really do pick it up is for the crosswords, but maybe I'd be more inclined to actually, you know, look at the articles in it instead of just breezing through it and doing the crosswords during class.
Admittedly, that's a small sample of the 40,000 students at U of I, but there are many alumni who love the paper and are working hard to save it. Take Roger Ebert. In 1964, he was editor-in-chief of the Daily Illini. Cancer and surgeries have taken away his ability to speak. Ebert now uses a computerized voice program to speak for him, and he emailed responses to questions.
The Daily Illini has a very special place in my heart. Being its editor may have been the best job I ever had.
Ebert has taken to his blog and 600,000 Twitter followers to raise funds for the paper.
We are going through a transitional period, but newspapers are essential and will survive. On-the-job experience at student newspapers will be a real-time, practical port of entry into the profession.
The nonprofit that manages the Daily Illini is trying to pay down a $250,000 deficit. That was caused by a drop in ad revenue and a debt owed to its printer and other vendors. Lil Levant, publisher of the Daily Illini, says it's a good learning experience for the students on staff.
We replicate exactly what's going on in the real world.
The situation got so bad, a recent edition of the paper had only one story on the front page, an editorial with the headline, "We Need Your Help." Now the paper, which is not operated by the university, is trying to raise money. Individual donors have given $28,000 so far, and the paper's also proposing a fee that university students pay $3 a semester. Jill Deesis is the current editor-in-chief. She says she wants the paper to keep its independence from the university, and having the money come from student fees may be the best option to keep it that way.
We are asking for money from the students, not from, you know, some kind of overhead admissions group or anything like that.
More than 4,000 students signed a petition to put the fee proposal up for a vote. Deesis says that gives her hope the paper can keep going. Her long-ago predecessor, Roger Ebert, says the Daily Illini, like all newspapers, will survive. He says they're too essential not to. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.